Who is that for? For everybody?
Okay.
I'll pick her hand.
So, now, the Gemara asks, we're on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, yeah, and it says, Bizman Shah Kohenim Mevarchim. That's it, whilst the Kohenim are blessing the nation, yeah, Ma Hain, what do they, Omrim, what do the people say? This seems a bit strange, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't do that, right? When the Kohenim are blessing us, what do we say? Okay, so Amar Rabbi Zera, this is what you should say. Amar Rav Chista, in the name of Rav Chista, you say the following three psukim from Tehillim. This is from Capital Kuf Gimel, okay? First of all, you say, Baruch Hu Hashem, bless Hashem, Moloch of his angels, Gibri Koach, you know, the mighty ones, Vigoyma, that's one posuk. Next posuk, you say, and basically it's going to be one posuk corresponding to each verse that the Kohen said, right? Because the Kohen say three psukim, right? So therefore, so we're going to say a capital Tehillim, one posuk of Tehillim corresponding to those, each one. And then the second posuk is Baruch Hu Hashem, you bless Hashem, Kol Tzva'ov, all his legions, Mesharasov, his servants, Osei Ratzono, the ones who do his will. Okay, and then the third posuk is Baruch Hashem, bless Hashem, Kol Ma'asav, all of his creations, B'chol Mekoymus, in all of the places of his Memshalto, of his dominion, Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, blessed is my soul, no, bless my soul Hashem. Okay, so that's Shacharis. All right, so now, what about Musaf on Shabbos? Right, I suppose Shacharis on Shabbos is the same, but Musfei the Shabbosah Maheim Omrim, what psukim do you say? So Amar Rav Asi, says Rabbi Asi, first of all, this is Tehillim Kuf Lamed Dalad. Okay, we can say some psukim for that. So pasuk number one, Shirah Malois, right? Hine Baruch Es Hashem, behold, bless Hashem, Kol Avdi Hashem, all the servants of Hashem. We're going. That's pasuk number one. Pasuk number two, which we just saw earlier, Su Yadechem Kodesh, lift up your hands, Baruch Es Hashem, and you should bless Hashem. Now, this pasuk over here actually is from Kapitel Kuf Lamed Hey, the next kapitel. Okay, so we're jumping. We just went from Kuf Lamed Dalad. Now this is Kuf Lamed Hey. Baruch Hashem at Zion, right? Blessed is Hashem at Zion. Shochin Yushalayim, who dwells in Yushalayim, Haluka. Okay, so the Gemara asks though, V'leima Nami, why don't we say? Oh, I don't know. Maybe people say get rid of the Nami. Let them say Yivarecha Hashem at Zion. Right, this pasuk dichsiv that it is written b'hau in yona, that is wrote in that inyan, meaning in that capital, meaning it's written in kuf lamed dalad. Basically, what the first two pasukim we said were from kuf lamed dalad, and then with the third pasuk we jumped to kuf lamed hey. So we're asking, so why did you take a pasuk from kuf lamed hey? Just take all the pasukim from kuf lamed dalad. So, answer the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Braid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, because basically the answer is because this posse is a little bit different. Yeah, Mitoich since Shehischil beBaruch Hoisav, that he began with the blessings, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hashem. Right? Misayim beBaruch Hoisav, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Since you started with blessing Hashem, you should finish with blessing Hashem. I mean, if you look at all the pasukim, it was saying bless Hashem. But the pasuk that we just mentioned to suggest, what does it say? It says yivarechacha. What's yivarechacha means? He should bless you. That's talking about Hashem blessing you, not you blessing Hashem. So that's why that pasuk is out of. It's not the same. It's the odd one out. So that's why we say we skip to the third pasuk. Is in from Kuf Lamed Hey. Now, Mimincha said the Ta'anisa, but a Mincha of Ta'anis, right? Because there's Berchus Kohenim, right? On a Ta'anis. My Omri, what did they say? So, Amar Ravacha, Bar Yaakov, yeah. So now, here we're jumping to Yirmiyah. This is Yirmiyah Yudalad. I didn't get a chance to look up the Psukim, 100%, so I actually faltered it before I left, but Im Abuneinu, right? If our sins on Uvonu are going to answer, proclaim it in us, Hashem osei leman shemecha, you should do for the man of the for the sake of your name. Okay. Ah, meaning if basically we're sinners, basically, please do it for your Hashem for your sake. Basically, that's what it's saying. Mikveh Yisrael, right? The Mikveh of Yisrael, Mishio, that's its savior. But Esau in a difficult time, Lamatiyeh Kegeh, but Oretz, why should you be like a stranger in the land? Okay, we're going there. Now, third pasuk, Lamatiyeh Ish Nidham, why should you be like an Ish Nidham? So look, this is, Nidham like means like startled. Basically, not right. Kegibo, lo you what?
Astounded.
Astounded. Nice. Okay. Kegibo lo yuchal oishia. Like a strong person who's not able to save. Basically, you've got the wherewithal, Hashem. Well, we're going to step in and save us, please. Yeah, we're going there. Now, next, Berachos Kohanim. Benila de Yuma de Kippuri. Right? On Yom Kippur, we also have Berachos Kohanim in Ne'ila. So what did they say then? So my Amor. So Amma Marzutra says Marzutra, Vitmi Laba Vasnisa, and some people say it was actually said in a Brisa, says Hine Ki Kain Yuvorach, right? Thusly he should be blessed, Gover Yiri Hashem, the person who fears Hashem. Also Yivarecha Hashem Mitzion, and he shall bless you. So here the blessings are more going on the people over here, right? Right? Yivarecha, he should bless you, Hashem Mitzion. Right, Urei B'tuv Yerushalayim, you should see in the good of Yerushalayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, and you should see in the good of Yerushalayim all of your days. And also, this is focused on the people, Urei Bonim Levanecha, you should see sons to your sons, Shalom Al Yisrael. Okay, that's the third pasuk.
No, we don't do Berachos Kohanim, Ne'ila.
We do Berachos Kohanim, Ne'ila, we don't do it in Mincha.
I remember doing it.
Right, well, it depends if, you can't do it after Shkia. So
night.
It's right before the night. Okay. Heichan Oimron. Where do we say, right? We just said we say these three psukim when we do the Berachos Kohanim, right? Where do we say them? Like, it's gonna become self-evident when we read it, yeah? Rav Yosef Omar Bain Kol Brocha or Brocha. You say it between every brocha, meaning the Kohen says one brocha, yeah, and then the people will say what they're supposed to say, yeah? The Kohen say another bracha, and the people say one pasuk, and then, right, and then following, yeah? Rav Sheshes Amar, he says, no, you say it because Koras Hashem. You say it in the, when you say Hashem's name, then you say this psukim. Okay. Please, you're gonna see, yeah, right. But
just,
okay, good. The Gemara is gonna bring up your issue. Pligiba, Rav Mori, Rav Zvid. First of all, we have another argument, right? Chad Omar, Pesuka Lekabel Pesuka. The first one says that you say one pasuk corresponding to the one pasuk, like we explained, right? The Kohen says one pasuk, and we say one pasuk. The Kohen says one pasuk, and we say one pasuk. You have a Chad Omar. Another one says akol. This is not achal. This is aleph is a prefix. If you should circle that because it's one of the confusing ones. Aleph is a prefix. It means upon, right? All pasuka, every pasuk, meaning the Kohen says omer luhu luchulu. He says all of these pasukim. So the Kohen will say one pasuk, and then we'll say three. All three, and then the Kohen will say one pasuk, then we'll say all three again. And the Kohen will say another pasuk, then we'll say all three again. Now, Amar Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba. Says Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, Kola Oimron, Begvulin, anyone who says this psukim, Begvulin, remember, Begvulin means outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Eino Elatoya, he's making a mistake. So according to him, we are not making a mistake. Okay. Amar Rebbe Chanina, but Rebbe Chanina says, Bar Papa Teda. Oh no, Teda, you should know why it's right that you're making a mistake if you say it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. To be Mikdash Nami, that in the Beis HaMikdash also Lo Mi Bayi, right? It's not needed Lemei Min Hu to say them. Meaning you shouldn't really say them in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Klum Yesh Lecha Eved. Is there an Eved Shemavarchin Oisoi? Right, they're blessing him. The Eino Mazin, and he's not going to listen. Right, right. Is there an Eved that when he gets blessed, he's not going to listen? If someone's giving you a blessing, you stop and you listen.
Silence.
You're silent. Yes. Now, on the other side, Amar Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina, Teda. You said you should know to be gevulin in the gevulin nami mi boil me minu. You should say them in the gevulin, meaning we should have said them to this morning. Why? Klum yesh eved is an eved shemavarchin oso that's blessing him, that he's being blessed. The ain must be upon him, and he doesn't be give must be upon him. Let's just look at Rashi for must be upon him. Right. You should have him makabel kol adam b'seiva panim yafo. So it's like basically give him a smile. But let's just look at Rashi because it's a bit. The einu must be upon him. It's five lines down in the Rashi. Yeah, must be upon him means laharos to show sheberchus raboy chashuv aloy, that it's important this blessing that he's getting from Hashem. But areva alav, but tigamol laraboy alav b'kach, and you want to reciprocate. So you want to say something for Hashem. If you're getting this blessing, so you want to say back. So, you know, I suppose the time is short, so you just say it at the same time. Or maybe if you say it in between the psukim, then it would be okay. Right? According to that opinion, right? That I can hear that. He gives you a bracha, so you give a bracha back. You know, if someone gives you a bracha, you give him a bracha back. Okay. Now, we're going to with one last bit. This is the introduction to the... right. Amar Rabbi Abahu says... Rabbi Abahu, Miresh means from the beginning, originally. Hava Amina Luhu. I Hava means would in the past. Amina say them. Basically, I used to say these, and this was not in the base of Mikdash because Rabbi Abahu actually was in I think it was in Rome, or maybe it was in Caesarea, but it was definitely not in the base of Mikdash. Caesarea, right? Yeah. Kim de Chazin and Lay. But seen as I saw the Rabbi Abba demin that it was from Akko, the lo amalahu, that he doesn't say them. Ananami, I also lo aminalahu, I don't say them. Okay, we'll stop here.